We're in Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. We're up to Sifu Test, and that's what we're doing today. The Mechaber is dealing with different vegetables or grains that people would squeeze out to extract whatever oil they've got inside them. The oil was a flavoring, in most cases. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that there are three stages in that process. They are called Risuk, Dicha, and Shchika. The initial pressing down on them is called Risuk. Then what you do is start pounding on it. And then at the very end, you have Shchika. These are three stages. So on that, the Mechaber is saying, Shum ubolsur umalilos, sheriskon me'erev Shabbos, im mechusarim dicha, osa ligmar dichosin b'Shabbos. So even though you did Risuk, nevertheless, if you didn't do dicha yet, the halacha is that you cannot complete that. V'mein mechusarim ela shchika, whereas if they already had Risuk and dicha, they're only missing the shchika, muter ligmar b'Shabbos. What comes out at that point would end up coming out on its own anyway, whether or not you do the shchika. It is not considered a case of shchita d'oraisa. This is not mefarak told to the dash, and it's muter. The Mishnah Berurah says even be yadayim. Lefikach muter ligmar shchikas harifos be'etz parer. The refos are, this is a grain that's used as a cereal. So there, if before Shabbos it was already mashed, and now you're pounding it further. B'kdeira b'Shabbos, in the pot, achar shemaridin osel me'al ha'esh, the reason you have to remove it from the fire is because of the chashash of hagosa, of stirring. So this is the first halacha that the Mechaber is saying, that something that's already been mashed, you're allowed to continue that process. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that you don't do it with force as an uvda d'chol. Now we have a Ramah with two different halachas. The first one is Hago muter lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos v'loheve b'zeh mishum ha'machik ho'ol ve'ef shaliach lo b'lo zeh. The Ramah says that the malach of ma'machik, of smoothing something, that would not apply to foods, because what food needs for you to smooth it in order to eat it? So you're not really accomplishing anything other than thinning it out a drop, which is perhaps makes it taste better, it's easier to digest, perhaps aesthetically it's nicer, but there's not enough of an accomplishment for us to call this malacha. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik from here that what if something would theoretically be inedible if you don't smooth it out, that there would be an iser. Now, in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says that that even for the sake of that suda would be a problem. Umikol makom hamachmer b'machos shetapuchim v'kadoma shedarka b'kach tova lav bracha. Says the Ramah, something that's normally eaten by spreading it out, your best being machmer, spreading it out again for the sake of thinning. If you're merely spreading it for the sake of getting it somewhere, for example, you want to butter, put margarine on a slice of challah on Shabbos, that's going to be mutter because the reason you're spreading it is not to thin out the butter, but in order to get it to cover all the different places. The next halacha in the Mechaber. So the Ramah is saying hamachmer tovel of bracha for something that the derech is to smooth out. So let's take, for example, someone does chopped liver on Shabbos and he'd like it to really look nice and be flat on top, so he really smooths it out. There would be a machmer tovel of bracha. Osur liklov shumim ubitzolim kishakolef laniach. There's an iser of peeling garlic and onion kishakolef laniach if he's not doing it for immediate use. But if it's for immediate use, it's mutter. Why is that? This is the malacha of borer. So the Biran Lacha asks the Kasha, we are only mater in borer, taking ochel from solas if it is for immediate use. Here, by peeling, you're taking the peel from the actual food, and that's taking psolas mitoch ochel. That's not mutter samach lesuda. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Biran Lacha, anything where the only way of getting to the food is by peeling it, even though I'm taking psolas mochel, we would give that a shame of achila and not malacha. And that's why, for example, you're allowed to peel an orange in Shabbos, because that's the way to eat an orange. You can't eat an orange without peeling it, even though by peeling it, you're removing the psolas from the ochel.